Fetching notepaper from a kitchen cabinet and plopping into a recliner, I would compose an entirely respectable letter to the teacher that usually included the phrase, agonizing pain emanating from her females. In the South, and perhaps elsewhere, a girl or woman refers to her inner workings as her females. I have never heard a man call his workings his males, but it wouldn't bother me particularly. Over the years, my friends and I had gotten extremely clever with the writing of sick notes. I like to think it was the start of my professional writing career. Only then I was paid in sugar daddies or black cows. Some people are born to greatness, others have it thrust upon them. So it was that most of the dumbasses in my class would come to me for a great sick note. One showed me a note her mother had scribbled. Nobody's gonna believe this, it don't even make any sense, whined Opal Ann. The note was truly awful, and no, it didn't make no sense at all. Written in Opal Ann's mama's sad little scrawl, it read, "Please accuse Opal from gym class. Her period has done swooped down on her." From that day forward, I always thought of menstruation as a huge hawk that would dig its wrinkled yellow feet into your scalp for 5 to 7 days a month and just sit there going, "Caw! Caw!" or whatever the hell noise hawks make. My mother, being willing to be a co-conspirator on keeping me out of school for important weddings of TV characters, has carried over to the raising of my own precious cherub, Sophie, who gets much of her own health information and life guidance from TV, just as her mother did.